only thing that stays the same. It seems strange, but you couldn't avoid it when it came. Ask Valor and Flame. It really can suck, but chase it and embrace it. You can make your own luck. Getting stuck in the past is no way to last. And the guys that try are due to die pretty fast. But some are too stubborn to give up their old tricks. I bet they haven't changed their underwear since they were six. This is the way music operates today. The major labels just pray that MP3s will go away. CD sales are down and they blame the internet. Well, guess what? That's all the money you're gonna get. Cause we're getting sick of all your manufactured hits as we discover new talent in downloadable bits. You wonder why your future is in serious doubt. Have you listened to the crap that you guys are putting out?
Everybody come on, the revolution is going on. So while the lawsuits go on and on, I think it's time that we take back the music. I got it wrong, I let the public download my song. And on my journey they go along, and now together we'll take back the music.
Internet changed the way I started getting my tunes while you were Drake kicking and screaming into iTunes. And hey, look at that, now your wallet's getting fat. Pity that your artists don't get a piece of that. You're resented more than lawyers whose cologne is money scented. As unprecedented arrogance and greed is presented, you screw over a band and then you sue their fans. Can you tell me how that fits into your business plan? 50,000 sales is considered a flop. I think it's time to reevaluate the people at top. If I sold 50,000, I could buy a new house. And instead of my checks, it'd be my car that bounced. So you just keep doing what you're doing and you'll ruin the whole industry, which will make more room for me and my kind. Independent music shining through while you're biting the hand that plays guitar for you.
Everybody come on, the revolution is going on. So while the lawsuits go on and on, I think it's time that we take back the music. You got it wrong, I let the public download my song. And on my journey they go along, and now together we'll take back the music.
Now you're suing everyone for the songs they lend. It's a disturbing trend with no foreseeable end. Most settle because they can't afford to defend. What's a little extortion among friends?
Over $9,000 for some bits and atoms. How you came up with that number, I have yet to fathom. Jamie Thomas got crushed because she happened to have it. No song is worth that, let alone Bryan Adams.
Instant gratification, where it's at. From music, fan fiction, and pictures of cats. Plus videos of girls who vomit each other's crap. Tell me, how can you compete with that? You can't, but that's no reason why some idiot won't try to develop some technology to force us to comply. DRM is just a futile struggle for power. Are you gonna sue me next because I sing in the shower? Calculating cold and extremely bold. Universal gets a dollar for every Zoom sold. They don't really care that they don't play fair. Now some CDs come with their own spyware. So while I'm writing rhymes, working on my next bump hit, Sony's getting lonely, working on the new rootkit. They'll have a new DRM working soon. I hope they make it work so well that it spells their own doom.
Everybody come on, the revolution is going on. So while the lawsuits go on and on, I think it's time.